from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What you missed, you can always find the podcasted version of our program on the free Odyssey app. You can also watch our video stream on social media, Facebook, on X, also on YouTube, and on 12 News Connected. You know what I think, Paul, is I'm so impressed today by our good buddy Jacob Albrecht, because this guy is on vacation and he's still chiming in. He's still going to join our program today and help us with our very first Friday football picks of the entire season. To me, that is dedication. I mean, the guy has got so much passion for his job. He might be rocking in a rocking chair right now like an old man, but he's got, I mean, you just get, you, that passion just comes through. So, good morning, Jacob.
Yeah, he just gives and gives and gives.
He does.
Jacob, you're something else, man. You're something else.
I'm glad to be here. We had a three-leg flight last night that got in about 1 a.m.
Oh, good.
But, hey, look, we're ready to rock and roll with some picks. I hope everybody can hear me. I'm on my parents' front porch, and yes, I am in a rocking chair, and yes, I do have one at home. So, you know, whatever. Listen, picks are going to be one. I couldn't miss our first picks, because this is going to be a blast. If you're watching on our video stream right now, on 12 News Connected, on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, you can see that we have a 5-box. Now, in the TV world, you get a 5-box going, and all the producers are having a great time. But we have I'm in Texas, Paul and Tommy are in studio, TJ's on the road somewhere, and Brandon is back in Wichita. But we're all here, TJ and Brandon, TJ Cleland, Brandon Zinner, joining us from 12 News to make picks this year. So picks, if you've missed them in past years, it is a contest with, you know, pride absolutely and fully on the line. Maybe we'll come up with some loser penalty or something.
Like, but what we'll Hawaiian do is we'll shirt. Take
that's what winners wear, Paul.
Oh, that's
but
right.
we'll pick. We're gonna start, because we don't know, you know, with five people, we're gonna take this a little different. So we're gonna start with the lighter load today and sort of see how it goes. We'll go five games here. And we're gonna start right off the top with K-State. So K-State is a 36-point favorite. Now, I don't know where the line landed last night. I think last night with KU, at least where I got it, it was 45.5. So, you know, these things are tricky. But K-State is a 36-point favorite against UT Martin. For the same reason I kind of liked K-State, I'll start us here. I think that I'll take – the same reason I like KU, I'll take K-State again. It's the opportunity for a defense to shut down an inferior opponent. And so those spreads, I think, in those scenarios can tend to work themselves out. So I'm going to take K-State. I'm going to lay the points. It's a dangerous game because you don't know how much the starters are going to play. But Avery Johnson needs the reps. I'll take the Cats. I'll lay the points. Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I know that it's always risky when you've got a spread that large. And, you know, I think it's pretty clear that the Wildcats have the talent to be able to cover that number and cover it comfortably. But as you pointed out, the question becomes, will the starters play the entire game? Will Chris Kleiman have Avery Johnson be out there from start to finish. It's a UT Martin team that, you know, they are a good team in FCS. We've seen, at least last night, a good FCS team play in North Dakota State against Colorado, and they made the Buffaloes sweat a little bit. But Kansas State is a significantly better team, I believe, than Colorado is and will be this season. All of that being said, I'm going to lean on the talent side. And yeah, I do think that the Wildcats will ultimately cover the number. The only caveat will be, you know, will the starters play the entire game? If they do, I think they cover. That's what I'm going to go with.
TJ, we heard from our buddy Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, and UT Martin has been a traditional power. There is some chatter in that world. They may not be quite as good as they have been in the past, but these are dangerous. 36 points can get backdoor covered, all kinds of things. I mean, nobody's picking against K-State here, but do you think they can cover that number?
Yeah, before I get to that, we're going to talk about the 45 and a half points. I keep replaying the missed field goal that banged off the crossbar that made everybody lose by the hook last night in that KU game. Very loud and replaying in my head. Speaking of this K-State one, though, I think they're going to cover this number. I think that it's a question of the starters, like you guys said, but, you know, a lot of people think that this K-State team is one of the deepest that they've had in a long time, and realistically, the twos at K-State are probably still going to be a better product to put out there than an FCS team, even a good FCS team, because look at how deep this is. It really is kind of too deep in every position. It'll be interesting to see Jacob Knuth at quarterback and what they can do, but I think with so many young faces and these great recruiting classes they brought in, I think that the twos can still hold their own, and I think they cover 37.
Well, yeah, look, I agree, and, you know, Brandon, it's also about positioning for a playoff now. Flexing on opponents has never been more important, potentially, because there's 12 teams in, and how do you prove yourself against four other two or three lost teams? You can't have a close game against an FCF school early in the season sitting on anybody's mind, right? So there's incentive to never let up either.
Time again with K-State, ahead of big games, they don't want to show too much. They're going to be going on the road to Tulane next week, which is going to be a test. That's a team that put up over 50 points last night. It's coming off of a big bowl win last year. But I think you just have to ride with the pure talent that K-State has with the Avery Johnson. We get to see Dylan Edwards for the first time, DJ Giddens. I think there's just too much talent on the board that even if they do it off the pedal a little bit, they're going to make it happen, and they should be able to win this one by around 40.
There's some landscaping behind me, so forgive me. I'll mute myself when we're going. But, Paul, any chance you're going to take an opportunity here to gain a game on everybody?
Brandon and TJ, pay attention. Learn a lesson right here. You're about to learn how you make picks. So, I might – what are you laughing at, Tommy? Tommy's over here chuckling to himself.
Are you going to pick the game based on the color of the jerseys?
No, not today.
Or how much NIL money K-State has compared to UT Martin? Is that how you're going to do it?
Well, that would be a significant amount more, I can tell you that. Yeah. But here's the thing. I was about ready to come on, and I figured one of you knuckleheads would probably say, yeah, I'm going to take UT Martin. That's a team that, you know, not bad. They got a great coach. Got a coach with over 100 wins at UT Martin. The guy knows what he's doing. He's a good coach, and UT Martin is not going to be just one of those teams that goes away. My first thought was, how many special team points does K-State get? All they need is one touchdown with special teams. That number of 36 will be very achievable. But on the other hand, TJ and Brandon, watch my reasoning here. What if UT Martin does not score, K-State score a special teams touchdown on UT Martin? Well, you know something? 36 points becomes a lot of points to cover. So with that being said, I'm now going with the fact I don't think K-State will score any special team points and will score 35 points, which will then cover. I'm taking UT Martin.
Okay.
How did that go, boys? Did you catch that? Did you see how that works?
I like that. Here. So that didn't surprise me. That's a tough, because the line, see, when we see 45 for KU, it's really, we don't know much about UT Martin. Let's be real with ourselves. Okay, let's go to one of the bigger games maybe of the weekend in college football. Georgia at home laying 12 points against a traditional power in Clemson. Tommy, I'll let you start us on this one.
Yeah, so this is a game that I think Georgia has had circled on their calendar for quite a while, because this gives them, you know, an opportunity to flex to kick off the season, where, you know, so many of their potential challengers in the SEC have kind of cupcake games this weekend. And I know we're going to get to another game or another couple games where there are, you know, some challengers in the SEC that are playing tougher opponents. But Georgia's got an opportunity here to take down a fellow top 25 team and sort of stake their claim that, again, the SEC rolls through them. Clemson, on the other hand, I just don't know if I think that the Tigers have the firepower to be able to beat Clemson teams that we've become accustomed to over the last several years. Because of all of that, and because we're talking about a Georgia team that has their sights set on, you know, continuing to dominate college football, I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. I'll lay the 12. That's a big number for a top 25 matchup, but still, I just think that Georgia, they want to flex in this game and start off their season in such a strong way where everybody knows the national championship is going to run through them. So I'm going to take the Bulldogs and I'll lay the points.
Brandon, where are you at on this one? Georgia has been, you know, they've been the Alabama of the last few years.
Not surprised me at all if they come out and win this game by 3 touchdowns. I have that much faith in Carson Beck. He's probably the Heisman front runner, although Travis Hunter has something to say about that after last night. And I just don't have faith in Cade Klubnik and Clemson. And it's not a home game for Georgia, but this is being played in the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta. It's going to be a home game for Georgia. Let's just say what it is. It would not be surprised if Georgia comes out and wins this game by 3 touchdowns. Give me the Dogs.
All right, TJ, you're up. You taking those points?
Yeah, I hate to keep riding the wave of everybody else, but I mean, I agree with exactly what Brandon said. I mean, I would take the alternate spread on this one. I'd tease this thing up into the 20s because I think that Georgia's just going to blow out Clemson in this one. As Tommy said, you know, especially with kind of how last year ended for Georgia, not making that playoff to come out and make a boom week one with the new expanded playoff. As you guys said, flex on opponents is a big deal now, and I just can't see Clemson keeping up with probably the most talented team in the country.
All right, so what do you think?
Paul, it's on you.
I didn't hear you. Okay, good. Yep. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Sorry. All right. Well, I got you guys. I see what you're saying. Of course, I understand all the things about Clemson. You know, Clemson wasn't as good as it's been in the past last year. And really and truly, that's a team that's catching a lot of flack. But you want to know something? Clemson is not used to losing football games. Clemson is used to being a national championship. They're used to being ACC champions. This is a team that's going to be a lot better. It's going to score a lot more points. I think it's going to be more physical. One of the knocks last year was that this team is not physical enough. I think that they went to the portal, they did certain things to become a more physical football team, and I think this is going to be a much better Clemson team than we all think. I'm going to take Georgia.
You're going to take Georgia or you're going to take Clemson?
I'm taking Georgia.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to make it a clean sweep. I'll keep it simple. I think Dabo's getting left behind a little bit in the modern era college football.
That's right.
And just – Do we all remember what happened the last time Georgia played a good ACC team?
Oh, yeah.
That bowl game?
Oh, yeah.
What was that about? Nothing. We'll keep it simple. We'll make that a clean sweep. This one, I highly doubt, will be a clean sweep. This one may be the toughest game of the weekend. Notre Dame, A&M, the Aggies a 3-point favorite. TJ, you can lead us off here. Where are you at with this one?
I think this is in College Station. I think I'm going to lean towards Texas A&M. I really like Mike Elko, what he did at Duke. I'm really excited to see what he can do with all of the craziness that Texas A&M is. And I know that everybody's excited down there. A lot of new faces for Texas A&M. Going to be one of the best games of the week. And I think this might be the one that I'm looking forward to the most, honestly. So I'm just going to keep it simple. Say I really like the coaching staff. Obviously, they got the Colin Klein offense down there with a lot of new faces in the Texas A&M offense. So I'm going to lean towards the Aggies in this one. Really good game, and I think 3 is the number.
Brandon, you taking the risk on the road with some points?
TJ mentioning Colin Klein and his Texas A&M pick. So we're going to keep it rolling. Yeah, I'm riding on Texas A&M. As well, Notre Dame has to replace an entire offensive line, and I think Texas A&M hit the portal just about as good as anyone in the nation this year. If you watch Big Ten football, watch the Texas A&M defensive line this week. Nick Scowerton led the Big Ten in sacks last year at Purdue. Texas A&M goes out, gets him in the portal, and Mike Elko, I mean, he's a major upgrade over Jimbo Fisher. That was just an absolute mess there in College Station. This is going to be a great game, but I like Texas A&M to cover the spread at home.
Savage A&M did get a coach who can coach now.
I know.
You've played at Kyle Field. What do you think about Notre Dame's chances?
I'm going to tell you guys this. It is the most difficult place, I think, in the country. Now, I haven't played in every major college football stadium in the country, but I can tell you with my career at the Division I level, Texas A&M, Tommy, I'm guaranteeing you, is the toughest place to actually play a football game. You can't hear yourself think half the time. You can't. It's hard to communicate on the field. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere for college football. With that being said, I think 3 points is probably pretty accurate. But I think that Kyle Field is worth that three. I'm going to go ahead and take Texas. I don't want to be a, you know, like a killjoy and take what everybody else is taking. But in this one particular case, it makes sense for me to take Texas A&M. Jacob, I am going to take Texas A&M.
I got to see it to believe it, boys. I'm going to take Notre Dame. I'm going to take those points. You're looking at two teams that will probably be in the mix in the end. There's a little strategy there, but this feels like a decent island to take as we're trying to make up ground on each other. I'll take those points, and I'll take Notre Dame. Tommy?
Well, I don't think you're going to get an island because I'm going to take Notre Dame, too. I'm going to take those 3 points. I mean, they're road dogs, and I know Texas A&M has a competent coach, you know, and Mike Elko has done great things in his career, especially at Duke. But Notre Dame is a top 10 team in America, and they're getting points on the road. I think Notre Dame, if they're able to string some wins together, we could be potentially talking about them, not only in the 12-team playoff, but potentially in like the semifinals. They could get that far. They've got that kind of talent on the roster. I'm a Marcus Freeman guy. I like him. I like the style of coaching that he does for those players at Notre Dame. And I think that they start off the season with what would end up being a pretty signature victory for them on the road in College Station. So give me Notre Dame. I'm going to take those 3 points.
All right, post Caleb Williams time for Lincoln Riley and USC. They are getting 4 points against LSU. Post Jaden Daniels time, Brandon, for LSU. Both of these teams missing their NFL, you know, top two picks overall. So I guess who reloads a little bit better? Where are you going with this one? USC plus 4.
USC still has not decided to play any defense. I really like this LSU team. CJ Daniels is going to be an excellent wide receiver for them. Their quarterback, all he had to do was replace Jaden Daniels in the bowl game and throw for almost 400 yards. I think this LSU team is going to be a dangerous one all year long. We're going to see them fighting at the end of the year in the SEC. And I just like where they're at going in this game with Brian Kelly. Give me LSU and the points.
Paul, Lincoln Riley, can he take that next step for USC? Where do you have this one?
Nah, this is going to be a bore. It's going to be a snooze fest. Listen, this could be a 21-point game. This is TJ sort of, you know, touched on it. The fact is that could you count on the USC defense last year? No, of course not. No, it was not very good. I don't know if it's going to be better this year, but LSU is one of those kind of teams that just reloads. So I think this is easily could be a 21-point game. I mean, it might not be, but I think it easily could be. This is like my no-brainer of the day. Fellas, if anybody takes USC, we got to examine your head. I'm taking LSU.
I don't like hearing this. I've got actual dollars on LSU. Feels dang crappy. But I'm taking LSU too. I'm with you guys. I don't see it. I know it's on the road, but there's just nothing that gives me the confidence to take USC on this, even with the 4 points. So I'm with LSU too. Tommy?
Well, I may not have a crystal ball here, but I can already predict the future and what's going to happen after this weekend. Lincoln Riley was already kind of on the hot seat coming into this season because of how bad USC was defensively and the fact that they couldn't capitalize with the top pick in the NFL draft. And it was kind of a wasted season for Caleb Williams at USC. I think what's going to happen is they've made all these claims that their defense is improved coming into this season, but I don't think it will be. I think that LSU will punch them in the mouth. And then as soon as this weekend is over with, that hot seat is going to get a lot hotter for Lincoln Riley at USC. I'm going to take LSU.
TJ, you've got a shot at an island here. What are you gonna do?
I mean, I think if you're gonna give it to me, I'm just gonna go ahead and take it solely on the fact this game's in Vegas. Vegas is weird, and nothing's weirder than the rest in peace Pac-12. I'm just gonna take the island here. Go USC. I agree on all the defensive claims. I think that this game is just calling for it to be a weird one with a ton of touchdowns in it. So I'm just gonna go USC just for the vibes of being in Vegas. Give me the Trojans.
Yeah, they certainly have to travel a little less distance. Here's what we're going to do with our last game. We'll mix this in because it's a Thursday next week. Let's go and predict the Chiefs and the Ravens game here. It's Chiefs -3 at home, which feels exactly what it should be. Savage, you're up first this time. Chiefs lost their opener last year and still won a Super Bowl. So don't overthink their chances to lose. But what do you have in this one?
Well, this is a good football team capable of winning 3 Super Bowls. And if I utter the words capable of winning a Super Bowl, but I guess the Ravens are too, but the Chiefs did it. Why not? Set history. Make history. Chiefs win 3 Super Bowls, and it starts out with a win at home versus the Ravens. I'm taking the Chiefs, and I imagine it's going to be a sweep.
We'll see about that. I'm up next. Look, you guys, if anybody that listens here or any conversations we have privately, I am big, big, big on the Chiefs offense this year. I think they're going to be fantastic. I don't like the points, and I also don't like coming out of the gates with a new defense facing Derrick Henry, who has given them fits in the past. I don't like remembering that John Harbaugh made one of the most questionable coaching decisions in a championship game I can remember by not running the ball against the Chiefs last year. If I were in their shoes, I'd say we got to make them stop the run. We got to let them show us they can stop the run. Derrick Henry's there now. I don't like the points. I'm going to take the Ravens and take the points. Chiefs are going to win a ton of games. They're going to blow people out all season long. Out of the game with this particular matchup, I think I need to see it proved by the new defense. Give me the points and give me the Ravens in this one. Tommy, what do you think?
You know, I really am high on the Ravens this year. I think that the Chiefs are my Super Bowl pick, but if there's going to be a team that will win the championship this year that are not named the Kansas City Chiefs, in my mind, it's the Baltimore Ravens. That offense is so dynamic. And, oh, by the way, all they did was go out and add Derrick Henry to run the football for them and just... The wide receivers they've got, Zay Flowers has been a revelation, and Mark Andrews seems to be back healthy again. They've got one of the best coaches in the NFL, albeit he did make some bad decisions in the AFC Championship game last season, but I'm a big John Harbaugh fan. So I do think if anybody will dethrone the Chiefs at the end of the year and hoist the Lombardi, it will be the Baltimore Ravens. But that being said, opening night at Arrowhead, I can't not take the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to lay the points. I think that they will. I think that they'll win by a touchdown. Is where I've got that.
Well, good. He's right. Yeah, he's okay. Right on. That was well said, Tommy. I thought you were going to swing over to the Ravens. And you surprised me there at the end. Good for you.
It's not. I mean, this game obviously does not determine a Super Bowl. The Lions beat the Chiefs in the opener last year. It's just, TJ, you've got to prove something at left tackle against what'll be a great defense and a smart defense. And you got to prove something on defense. Two biggest questions coming into the year. They probably facing as good a test as they'll face on it. What do you think on this one? You willing to lay those points against the Ravens?
I was on about the same wavelength as you. I think that this Chiefs team is going to be a lot better than they were last year. But that being said, I think that the Ravens offense is going to be a super dangerous one. And the Chiefs are going to try to learn how to play without L'Jarius Sneed, probably the best cornerback in football. Obviously, that's only going to play a little bit into it, but it is going to be a bit of a new defense for them. I think the offense will be better, but I think that this Ravens team is going to give them fits a little bit. I think this is going to be the growing pains game, and hopefully there's not very many that the Chiefs have compared to last year. But I don't see them coming out firing, especially if Hollywood Brown's not going to play week 1 with Juju as your wide receiver 3 there. So I think there's just a bunch of reasons that I'm leaning towards the Ravens a little bit. I still think it's going to be about a 1-touchdown game or something like that, but I'm going to take the Ravens in the opener.
All right, Brandon, forgive me, fellas. I don't know if we're all catching the feedback, but I'm catching a little bit. Brandon, you're with the Chiefs each and every week, have been for a half a decade now. What's your feel for this one? Do you think the Chiefs are in? I mean, of course they're in danger. They're playing the Ravens. But are you willing to lay points with as many questions as we have right now for the Chiefs?
One, as TJ has mentioned, the Chiefs' first game without Legarius Sneed, and we have questions around this quarterback room outside of Trent McDuffie. I like where they're at just about everywhere else on defense. The Ravens' offense is going to be really interesting. They get back Mark Andrews, who's going to be fully healthy. Zay Flowers had an excellent rookie campaign. But outside of those two, we don't really know who can catch the ball. Do we trust in Nelson Agholor? I mean, the rest of these guys that they have, I don't even know if anyone knew Nelson Agholor was on the Ravens now. But you add Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson to the same backfield, maybe the two hardest and most dangerous people that defenses don't want to try to tackle either of those guys. I think it might be a long night for the Chiefs. I don't have a good feeling about the Chiefs in this one. I love, if you go back and look at what Jim Harbaugh and the Ravens do in week one, it is absolutely scary stuff. They go out and demolish teams in week one, and I think everything just kind of tips towards Baltimore's favor. I think there's going to be a little bit of a hangover week one. No Hollywood Brown. Questions for the Chiefs. I like the Ravens +3, and I think they're going to win this one outright.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready to say they'll win it outright yet, but I do like the points in a game I think is going to be really close. So we've got time. But for picks purposes, we've got 2 and 3. I thought that one might be close. And I mean, you know, for people that might want to label haters, I'm still picking the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl. I assume Brandon's still picking the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl. I think we probably all are at this point. It feels a little foolish not to, but that's it. Good picks. They play on a Thursday. We'll see. We'll have much more on that breakdown for that game. Good luck, everybody, in your picks. Yeah, we'll do this again next week. We'll have an actual full slate next week. We'll throw in some NFL games. It's going to be a blast. Brandon, TJ, one more of these Fridays before we're also not talking high school football. So enjoy that while you can.
Friday after a late night on Thursday, Chiefs football, but looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jacob, before we let you go, before we wrap up this segment, are you sure you're not at a Cracker Barrel right now? Because it sure looks like that rocking chair is like straight from a Cracker Barrel.
I don't think it's a Cracker Barrel rocking chair.
Your dad didn't take it from Cracker Barrel. He, like, you know, just load it up in the car and take it, did he?
I actually have a Cracker Barrel rocking chair at my own home.
No, you don't.
No.
I absolutely do.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me. That honestly doesn't surprise me. I was going to say, like, nobody fills out a rocking chair as well as you do, Jacob.
I live for a rocking chair, General. I'm sitting on the front porch with a cup of coffee. It's raining out here behind me in a rocking chair. You'll find me here for the next 3 hours.
Ah, the panhandle of Texas. There's nothing like it, is there? I'm serious. I did business in Amarillo for years and years. That is a wonderful part of the country. It's a great part of the country.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
spritz, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Love the Texas Panhandle.
And it never rains, and it's raining right now. So it's a pretty happy time.
Well, fellas, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Jacob, hopefully you can get a game of checkers in a little bit with that rocking chair.
Is it Baccarat? What is that? No, we actually do play a lot of cards. I'll probably go and play solitaire with my parents in 32 here in a minute.
Enjoy your time, Brandon, TJ. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see all you guys next week as we get ready for another week of picks here on Sports Daily. Paul and I will rejoin everybody after the break, and we'll be right back at Sports Daily on KFH. Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH. Tommy Caster and Paul Savage, Jad Chambers producing the show. The IHOP hotline is open the rest of the way this morning. Mornings at IHOP is excited to bring back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal now through September 15th. Wanted to make sure that we got that in there to mention IHOP and that IHOP hotline at 869-1240. Our thanks to Jacob Albrock, Brandon Zinner, and TJ Cleland for joining us on week number one of our Friday football picks. We'll be doing that every single Friday throughout the football season. And we go to break just a few minutes ago, and we see some breaking news. And so we want to get to that breaking news here as we come back from break. Paul, it's bad news. We talked about it a little bit at the very beginning of the program, just the injury potential for the Kansas City Royals. The Royals have now come out and said that Vinny Pasquantino has a broken right thumb and he will miss the remainder of the regular season. The Royals are saying that he could return in 6 to 8 weeks. That's a huge blow dealt to the Royals, especially offensively.
I mean, it's what news? I mean, we're sitting here enjoying, getting ready for a nice weekend. You and I, we've had a great show, and then this is kind of like a bummer on the show in a way, because let's face it, that's a big ingredient as to the success of that team. And I mean, I hate to hear it, but I mean, what are you going to do? 6 to 8 weeks is basically the season. I mean, they haven't said it's the season, but 6 to 8 weeks.
What's the regular season for sure?
Well, at least.
For sure,
at least the regular season. That's right.
As soon as I saw that and I saw the Royals say 6 to 8 weeks when he could return, I immediately went and looked at the playoff schedule for Major League Baseball and when the different series begin. If the Royals have to play in a wild card series, that kicks off on October 1st, okay? And that's not 6 weeks. That's more like 4 weeks.
That's right.
So, you know, if there's a wild card series that the Royals have to be a part of, they probably will not have Vinny Pasquantino.
Division champions is what?
If there's a division series, that kicks off, I believe, on October 5th is the first date of that. So you're still looking at being without Vinny Pasquantino.
That's still what?
Five weeks. You're looking at best case scenario, a 6 week return for Vinny Pasquantino around the start of the ALCS.
That's the best case.
That's the best case scenario, which kicks off on October 13th. The World Series doesn't begin until October 25th. And so, you know, there's a chance, depending on how this heals and the rehab and what that looks like, they may not have him at all for the remainder of the season and even the playoffs.
Well, it's likely. I mean, that's really more likely than not likely. So that's a shame. But, you know, everybody at this point in the season is going to have these kind of things happen to them. It's just a shame with the Royals because – you know, they struggle in certain areas that he helps them with. So, I get it, but, you know, dang, everybody's got to play with it. I mean, everybody's got to figure it out. This team's got to come together. You know, at least the one good thing is I could say that I believe that the leadership on this team is really as good as anybody in Major League Baseball when you look at Salvi and Ozal. You know, it's great leadership, Witt in the locker room, you know. So that's the one thing that I guess makes me feel a little comforted, maybe. But, I mean, it's still a big loss. We both know that, Tommy.
Yeah. You know, and I also start thinking about, okay, what do they do in his absence offensively? You know, I think one of the, again, I guess a silver lining, if you want to try to find a silver lining, is that there is depth at that position for the Royals. So, you know, Salvador Perez can easily play first base the remainder of the way, and Freddie Fermin can play catcher. Yeah,
that's a possibility.
Like they could do that.
Yeah, that's, that would work.
You know, yes. There's probably enough versatility from a couple of guys on that offensive side of the baseball for the Royals that if Salvi needs to DH, they could probably fill in at first base. And I haven't looked to see who all has played first base this season for the Royals. I don't know if that – I'm just kind of shooting from the hip. I don't know if that's – if Michael Massey can play first base, if needed, if Adam Frazier can play first base, if Garrett Hampson or Paul DeJong. There are going to be, I think, some other options from a versatility point of view if it's not Salvador Perez. But by and large, I think that they're covered defensively, right? Like the – I think it's okay from a defensive point of view to have, you know, slide Salvi right into that full-time first baseman role and Freddie Fermin, you know, be the catcher for the remainder of the regular season until Pasquantino can return. The big question is going to be, how do you replace the pop in the lineup? You know, Pasquantino was leading the team in RBIs. He was one of the, I think he was in the top three for RBIs, just shy of 100 for the season in the American League. And so I mean, you can't replace that kind of production in the lineup. You know, are they going to need to go outside of the organization? Do they need to look at AAA? What in your mind, first off, I think it's incredibly difficult to even try to find a replacement that can do what Vinny Pasquantino does offensively. How does this change what the Royals are trying to do from an offensive point of view?
I'm going to go to Moneyball. You're going to find a couple of players that do what you need done and probably work them into the lineup somehow. It probably won't be just one guy, but it might be a couple of guys. And they may already be in the system. We doubt that they're in the farm system. We don't think they would be, do we? But I mean, I don't think we would think that. But they go find them somehow. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure I have an answer to that. I mean, we're what, four weeks left in the regular season, for God's sakes. I mean, it is 4 weeks
and
now.
And they're depleted. I mean, they just depleted.
How are you going to get it? Where are you going to get it?
One other option that I didn't think about that they could do if they wanted to is Nick Prado, who has spent some time with the big league club. He's currently in Omaha in AAA. They could bring him up to play first base if they needed some depth at that position. Right. So maybe they wouldn't necessarily have to try to, you know, rotate some players around at different positions.
Do you have his batting average or any stats on him at all? Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't call it up. It's okay. It's all right. Because I get the point. The point's a good point. And it's obviously you think to yourself, we'll bring him up. But as I said earlier in the conversation, you know, I thought at this point anybody that was up that needs to be up is probably up. But, you know,
rosters do expand this weekend. And it couldn't happen a day sooner for the Royals. I think on Sunday is when rosters expand for the final month. So they can bring up another hitter. They can bring up another pitcher if they need to. Prado has not spent any time in Kansas City this season, but he did play. He has played a handful of games at least with the Royals. In previous seasons, last year, he had 35 RBIs with the big league club. He batted .232 in 95 games, had 306 at-bats. So he played a decent amount. But remember, the Royals didn't have a whole lot of other options. Right. They had to play Nick Prado. So the average was fairly low. He struck out a lot. He struck out 135 times, 138 times in 95 games. So that's a lot of strikeouts. 35 RBIs. He spent a little bit of time in 2022 with the Royals. His batting average in 2022 was under the Mendoza line at .184.
You're not making me feel good right now.
Well, I don't think I've got a lot to make you feel good about.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So, you know, ultimately, I think that the production offensively is something to be concerned about. And more specifically, when you go from having the pop in the middle of your lineup with Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., and Vinny Pasquantino, that's a three-headed monster that pitchers have to deal with through the lineup every single time through.
Right.
When you drop that down to two, and you have Witt and you have Perez, that I think that takes a little bit of pressure off of the opposing pitchers. They know they don't have to get through three guys that might change the pitch, you know, pitch selection a little bit, the way that they throw to Bobby Witt Jr., the way that they throw to Salvador Perez, because they know they also don't have to deal with Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot more manageable, obviously. Sure, I got you. Well, it's a shame that it happened, but, you know, somehow you overcome. I mean, the games are still going to be played. They're not canceling the games, are they, Tommy? You didn't say they're.
No,
they're,
not to my knowledge.
Yeah. I'm being
not to my knowledge.
I'm being sarcastic, yeah. But you get the point. They're going to play the games. Well, let's just see what happens. You know, this is what legends are made of. You're coming up to the big club. Go play. Go do what you can do. You know, who knows? Legends are made of this kind of moment.
Well, it's going to be a challenge. It's already been a challenging week for the Royals.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to continue that way.
Right.
And they've got to figure out what direction they want to go as far as replacing. Hard to do a guy like Vinny Pasquantino
Better
in the lineup
right.
as we go through the final week or the final month, that is, of the regular season. Let's set up our second giveaway here really quick of the show. Cody Jinks is going to be at Interest Bank Arena. That's going to be a really fun show. Cody Jinks at IBA on November 23rd. We've got tickets for you. All you have to do is text the keyword Cody. That's C-O-D-Y to the short code 20357 for your chance to win those tickets to see Cody Jinks at Intrust Bank Arena. Message and data rates apply. We'll take another time out. We'll be right back at Sports Daily on KFH. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crestview Country Club. Paul, I don't know if you're much of a golfer at all, but the weather now is going to be a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Great time to get out and try to play some golf.
I'm not, but I know I'm really proud of Crestview Country Club and our family ship of sponsors because I've been to numerous events out there where you go to classes, and they have class facilities that if anybody's ever looking for a space they need to rent to have a class or do something like that. Well, I'll tell you what, out there, they treated us so well. I'm not kidding, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah.
They treat us so well. It was actually for acting. There were some acting classes out there, and I went weeks and weeks for probably 2 months every weekend. And Crestview treated us so well, so right. It was just wonderful. It's a wonderful experience out there. If they do that for something like meeting rooms, I can't imagine just how well they treat you at the clubhouse, at the restaurant, at all the other things, you know, the pro shop.
Sure.
I just know it's a wonderful place. My experience at Crestview has been wonderful.
Good. Yeah. And we appreciate their support of this program. This weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend, it's kind of the last hurrah of summertime. I know that the temperatures will be slightly cooler, so a great weekend to get out and try to play some golf. But also they do a Labor Day pool party on Monday that will be the last time that pool will be open for the season. And so they just do a lot out there, and this weekend is, you know, kind of that big finale for summertime.
Got
so
it.
Give them a call if you want to check out the facilities, if you want to learn more about membership opportunities at Crestview Country Club. And like I said, we're super grateful for their support of Sports Daily. Paul, K-State, you know, tomorrow night they kick off their season. You can hear the game right here on KFH on the K-State Radio Network with Wyatt Thompson. Looking forward to that game. Looking forward to the official beginning of the Avery Johnson era at quarterback for the Wildcats. We talked about our picks earlier in the show in our Friday Football Picks segment, but real quick, we have just a moment before we take our final break. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to be able to watch Avery Johnson? We saw him a little bit last year, but this is his team starting tomorrow night.
I'm very excited. I mean, it's a talented young man. I'm very, very excited. And the fact that he's a local kid from around here makes it even better. But he has talent. He will have the ability, and it sounds like he's going to have the people around him, that I think this team can be very successful. Do they win a Big 12 championship? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. They're going to make a run for it. They're going to be one of those teams. I think Utah's going to be one of those teams. I think K-State's going to be one of those teams. Oklahoma State, you brought them up a little while ago. I'm not so sure that they won't be one of those teams as well. But then there's going to be somebody that steps out and excels, and it could be from the new ads. It might be Arizona. Arizona could end up being I don't think Arizona State will be very good, but it could be Arizona. There's so much going on in the Big 12. I couldn't begin to tell you who the conference champion's going to be. Do you know?
No.
Because I don't know.
There's so much parity, and
that's
you know,
right.
I think
you
that it could be four or five, maybe even six teams. you know, that are battling for the championship. And we talked about this before, and we don't have time to get into it this morning, but if that ends up happening and you've got five or six teams that are battling, that's going to make it really difficult for the Big 12 to get more than one team into the 12-team playoff outside of the automatic conference qualifier.
Right.
So you almost need one or two teams to sort of rise above and take that conference over. It could very well be the Wildcats. And again, they kick off their season tomorrow night in Manhattan, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The weather's going to be gorgeous, I think, tomorrow night for the opener. It's not going to be 110 degrees, which will be nice. Should be a beautiful way to kick off the Wildcat season in Manhattan, taking on UT Martin. We will have, again, coverage of that game right here on KFH. We'll run through the entire weekend schedule, everything that you can expect this weekend on KFH. Coming up on the other side, Tommy Caster, Paul Savage, Jad Chambers producing. It's Sports Daily on KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.